Our scripture reading this morning is Numbers chapter 8. You'll find it on page 128 in your pew Bible. I think some of the most exciting services are those for the ordination and installation of officers in the church, whether deacons, elders, or ministers. And here we have a great one. It's, in fact, the entire Levitical priesthood being installed and accepted by the people. The people are going to lay hands on them, a way of saying that they represent us and you're giving them for us. We embrace them. It's therefore undoubtedly an important chapter on ministry. I want to say three things about biblical ministry as represented here. First of all, it's an ordinary means of grace ministry. That's language we use around here, ordinary means of grace. What do we mean? That they are not ministering out of resources they devise or techniques they have picked up and developed, and maybe they'll develop new ones, but rather God has given them the implements, the resources, the elements of their ministry, and they are to exercise the means of grace that he's given. We have the word of God symbolized by the light lampstand shining upon the tabernacle. You have the sacrifices. A lot of this chapter is about the blood sacrifices, of course, which was the gospel message of the Messiah who would come, and they were to do that. There's a ministry of prayer. And so they're to be different from what the world would expect. The other nations would come and say, this looks strange. This looks, worldlings should not understand what we're doing. And what do we say? God has given us his grace. He's given us his word. He's given us prayer. We exercise them. God says this is his gift. This kind of ministry is his gift to Israel. God's gift to his church is a ministry that employs the means of grace. In our covenantal age, it's the word, prayer, and the sacraments. You have here ordinary means of grace ministry. Secondly, it's experiential ministry. It's not just an outward thing, but they are personally partaking of that grace. They're having their own sins dealt with. They're being cleansed. You'll hear in the sermon today that the cross of Christ involves not only forgiveness, but cleansing, actual deliverance from the power of sin. That's represented here. There's forgiveness for their sins, but there's the cleansing of the sin itself, and the ministers themselves experience it. Now, this is true not only for ministers in the church, but for fathers in the home, Christian leaders of all kinds. Our ministry will be effective, first, as it's biblical, but secondly, as we partake of it ourselves and then give to others what we have, ourselves have been blessed with. Thirdly, it's Christ-centered ministry. All of these are emblems that would be fulfilled by Jesus Christ. A gold lampstand does not give real light to the soul. These blood sacrifices did not make actual atonement, but they point forward to him who we come. Our worship avails not unless it is all in Christ. Relying upon his saving work, he is the one who in biblical worship blesses us. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Numbers chapter 8. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron, and say to him, when you arrange the lamps, the seven lamps shall give light in front of the lampstand. And Aaron did so. He arranged the lamps to face toward the front of the lampstand, as the Lord commanded Moses. Now this workmanship of the lampstand was hammered gold. From its shaft to its flowers, it was hammered work. According to the pattern which the Lord had shown Moses, so he made the lampstand. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take the Levites from among the children of Israel and cleanse them ceremonially. Thus you shall do to them to cleanse them, sprinkle water of purification on them. Let them shave all their body and let them wash their clothes and so make themselves clean. Then let them take a young bull with its grain offering, a fine flour mixed with oil, and you shall take another young bull as a sin offering. And you shall bring the Levites before the tabernacle of meeting, and you shall gather together the whole congregation of the children of Israel. So you shall bring the Levites before the Lord, and the children of Israel shall lay their hands on the Levites. And Aaron shall offer the Levites before the Lord like a wave offering from the children of Israel, that they may perform the work of the Lord. Then the Levites shall lay their hands on the heads of the young bulls, and you shall offer one as a sin offering and the other as a burnt offering to the Lord to make atonement for the Levites. And you shall stand the Levites before Aaron and his sons and then offer them like a wave offering to the Lord. Thus you shall separate the Levites from among the children of Israel, and the Levites shall be mine. After that, the Levites shall go into service the tabernacle of meeting. So you shall cleanse them and offer them like a wave offering. For they are wholly given to me from among the children of Israel, and I have taken them for myself instead of all who open the womb, the firstborn of all the children of Israel. For all the firstborn among the children of Israel are mine, both man and beast. On the day that I struck all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I sanctified them to myself. I have taken the Levites instead of all the firstborn of the children of Israel. And I've given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and his sons from among the children of Israel to do the work of the children of Israel in the tabernacle of meeting and to make atonement for the children of Israel, that there may be no plague among the children of Israel when the children of Israel come near the sanctuary. Thus Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel did to the Levites according to all that the Lord commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so the children of Israel did to them. And the Levites purified themselves and washed their clothes. Then Aaron presented them like a wave offering before the Lord, and Aaron made atonement for them to cleanse them. After that, the Levites went in to do their work in the tabernacle of meeting before Aaron and his sons, as the Lord commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so they did to them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "This is what pertains to the Levites. From 25 years old and above, one may enter to perform service in the work of the tabernacle of meeting. And at the age of 55 years, they must cease performing this work and shall work no more. They may minister with their brethren in the tabernacle of meeting to attend to needs, but they themselves shall do no work. Thus you shall do to the Levites regarding their duties." The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.